We start with the name of Allah, praise be to Him. We humbly ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his kind al and companions, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. May Allah grant us the sincere intentions and facilitate for us the rewardable deeds and their acceptance. Our lesson today is about the logical proof that Allah is the creator of this world. Ayah 10 of Surah Ibrahim means, there is no doubt about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first obligation on the mukallaf, accountable person, is to know about Allah ta'ala. Allah is the creator of all the existent things and is the one who manages all the creation. If with our sound mind we carefully think about all the creations and ponder about their existence, we must know that they have a creator who created them. With a sound mind, we know irrefutably that every writing has to have a writer, the act of hitting has to have a hitter, and that a building has to have a builder. Therefore, it follows that this universe with all the creations in it has to have a creator who is alive, attributed with will, knowledge, and power. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is clear of all imperfections. He is the one who does not resemble any of his creations, and nothing resembles him. The sound mind does not accept the existence of an action without someone who carried it out. It is not conceivable for nature to be the creator, because nature has no will. So how would nature create? It is also not permissible for something to create itself. Finally, something cannot create something that resembles it. For example, the child is born small. He does not walk or talk. Then he develops. Then he starts gradually and slowly to talk and walk. Then he matures and becomes a young man. Then middle-aged, then old, after which he dies. Who changed him and transformed him from one state to another? Allah is the one who created and changed him and willed for him to die. It is related that a man who denied the existence of the Creator came once to one of the caliphs and told him, "The scholars of your time say that there is a Creator for this universe, and I am prepared to prove to them that this universe has no creator." The caliph sent for one of the top scholars in Islam, telling him of the man's claim and ordering him to come. The scholar was purposely late. Then he came. The caliph welcomed him and seated him in the center of the session. Present at this meeting were many scholars and important people. So the man said, "Why were you late in your arrival?" The scholar said, "What if I tell you that a very strange matter occurred to me, and because of it, I was late? My house is behind the river of Dijla, Tigris. I came to cross the river, but I did not find anything other than an old boat with broken planks. When my gaze fell onto it, the planks moved, came together, and reassembled so that the boat became seaworthy. All this happened without the work of a carpenter or a worker. I sat in it, crossed the river, and came to this place." The man said, "O people, listen to what your scholar says. Have you heard anything more absurd than this? How could a boat exist without a carpenter to build it? This is an explicit lie." The scholar said, "O non-believer, if the mind does not accept the existence of a boat without a builder or a carpenter, then how do you say that this universe exists without a creator?" The man became silent. He was refuted. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the one who is clear of resembling the creation and all the non-befitting attributes and all that which the non-believers unrightfully say about him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the true path and to keep us steadfast on the religion of Islam. والحمد لله رب العالمين and Allah knows best.